Welcome to A Plus English, everybody, and today is an exciting day because the character in our story, Jess, meets a girl who changes his life.
我们今天呢要来聊一位从此改变 Jess 人生的女孩子，她的名字叫什么？等一下告诉你，会是她妈妈吗 ？Or 她妹妹 ？But before that, let me ask Clayton, has a girl ever changed your life?
Yes, when I was young, I used to paint and draw, and I was so shy, I didn't talk to anybody. But I met a girl who changed me and who got me to be very talkative and very open.
Oh, that's great. So Clayton 小时候是很 shy 的，很内向。然后呢，他就遇到了一个 outgoing 的 girl, outgoing 就是外向的。所以 Clayton, as you see him today, 你现在看到的他就话还不少。
Oh, thank you.Okay, everybody, we're going to have a look at today's reading and find out how Jess's life gets changed.
Just be yourself.
Reading A. Then a girl changed Jess's life forever. Leslie had moved from the city to Jess's small town. She won the races.And became the fastest runner in school. This made Jess sad, but they slowly became best friends. For the first time in his life, Jess had someone he could talk to. They even built a secret home in the woods.
Welcome, everybody. Now, we said in the introduction thatSomething or someone is going to change Jess's life forever. Now, forever is a really long time. It means until the end of time. So if something goes forever, it just never ends.
所以我们先来聊 forever 这个副词。Forever 就是永永远远的，没有止境的。这里我们看到的是 a girl changed Jess forever.Forever. 有个女孩子永永远远地改变了 Jess. And what is her name?
Well, her name is Leslie. And we'll talk a little bit more about her later. But we're going to talk a bit about forever because it's an interesting idea. You know, some people, they try to live forever, but it's impossible.
所以在这里 Leslie 到底是怎么永永远远改变 Jess 的一生呢 Well, 首先我们之前在聊说 Jess 他有个目标就是成为学校的飞毛腿结果好啦这下 Leslie 搬来他的小镇结果反而是 Leslie 成为全校的飞毛腿 Now, Jess could never be the fastest runner anymore So he is sad
Right, so if you're sad, that just meansYou're not happy or you're unhappy because he wanted to be the best runner in the school.
好，我们在这里看到 something makes somebody sad. Something makes somebody sad. 就是什么事情让什么人感到伤心沮丧。这里有 sad, 你也可以用其他的心情，可以用 angry, happy, scared, 都可以。And I was going to tell you that when I was young, my bad grades made my father...Very sad.
Right. Bad grades usually make parents sad. But Jess wasn't sad for too long because he and Leslie became good friends. Now it says that for the first time in his life, Jess had someone to talk to. So this was the first time he ever had anyone who could care about him and who he could talk with.
所以当 Jess 得知说、哎、他以后再也不可能成为飞毛腿以后他一开始是很 sad. But 文章告诉我们 they slowly became best friends. 他们最后成为最要好的朋友。而这里刚刚 Clayton 提到的 for the first time in 再加上时间长度。For the first time in, 再加上时间长度，就是某时间以来，某段时间以来第一次怎么样怎么样。所以他有生以来第一次，终于有人可以和他聊天了。
So, for example, I could say, for the first time in 2 weeks, I took a shower.
你两个礼拜以来第一次洗澡。Now, was that just an example or was that for real?
That's just an example, Jonathan.
I say, don't scare me like that.
If I really didn't take a shower for 2 weeks, I would smell so bad you couldn't stand there.
Right, 如果真的没有洗澡，我马上就知道应该会有一些味道。
Well, there's something else that Jess and Leslie did together. What they did was they built a secret home in the woods. Now, when you build something, that means you make it. But build is a word that we use usually for things like houses or other things that will be quite big.
所以这两个好朋友他们都在一起做些什么事呢？文章这里说 they even built a secret home in the woods.Now, in the woods, 就在森林里。这里我们看到 home 哦，用引号夸起来。Home 呢，有家庭的意思。这里为什么说在这个森林里头盖一个秘密的家庭呢？因为他们两个人都是 nobody talk to them, people laugh at them, so they have this secret home together, 自己的秘密家庭。而 build 呢，这动词就是建造的意思。现在是 build, built, built。
So, for example, we could say, people are building a new apartment next to my home.
Hey, this is really happening to me. There are people next to my house. They're building a new apartment. 在盖一间新公寓。And it's loud. Sometimes I can't sleep. 真的很吵。
Seems like everywhere in Taipei, they're building new buildings. Okay, everybody, stay with us. There's more to come in a moment.
Just be yourself.
Reading B. At their home, Jess was king and Leslie was queen. They spent holidays together. Leslie once bought Jess an expensive art set. She made him believe that he could be a very good painter.And Jess didn't laugh at Leslie because she dressed like a boy. They talked about their dreams and forgot about the kids at school.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. So we now know that Jess and Leslie, they have their secret home. Now, 在他们的秘密家庭里呢, Jess became somebody and Liz also became somebody.
Well, Jess became a king and Leslie became a queen. So, of course, you know the king, he's like the ruler of the country and the queen is his wife who rules with him.
That's right. 我们这里看到 king 还有 queen. King 就是国王是个名词 ,queen 也是个名词就是皇后。那么我们知道呢这两个人在他们的两人世界里头他们是最大的。最大的人当然男的就是 king。女的就是皇后。
Right, so the Queen of England is Queen Elizabeth.
啊，的确，英国的皇后呢是伊丽莎白。
So we're talking about Jess and Leslie together. It's like they're king and queen. They're having a great time spending the holidays together. Now, holidays are just the time that you don't have to go to work or don't have to go to school, probably during the summer, right?
这里 holiday 这个名词 holiday 就是假日或者是佳节的意思 So like Clayton say 可能是在暑假的时候、oh, 很长三十几天、甚至 sometimes 是六十几天 So that's a really long holiday、
And there's something else that's very nice that Leslie did for Jess She bought him an expensive art set Now an art set isA thing that has all kinds of tools that you use for painting or doing art. Maybe it has paint brushes, paint, paper, pencils, all the things you can use to make pictures.
聊到这里呢，好朋友当然是要很互相的嘛。所以呢 ，Leslie 为 Jess 做了什么呢 ？Well, reading tells us Leslie once bought Jess an expensive art set.Clayton 刚刚提到 art set, 什么是 art set 呢? 就是美术工具组，里头很多东西有可能刀片啊、水彩笔、蜡笔等等。It has everything that you need to make art.
Right, and that's because it's an expensive art set. If it's expensive, that means it costs a lot of money. So it's probably very good.
而且这里我们还看到 expensive.Expensive 这形容词就是昂贵的，所以这个美术工具组还不是一般的，而是昂贵的。And 我们这里看到 buy somebody something， buy somebody something， 它又等于 buy something for somebody。所以 Leslie teach us 买了很棒的东西。
Right. So maybe later I'm going to buy Jonathan dinner if he's very hungry.
Or I can also say I will buy dinner for Clayton.
Exactly.So, he gets an expensive art set, he's really happy about that, and she also tells him that he's good at something, that he's a good painter, so that's something else that makes Jess feel good.
而这里呢 ,Leslie 她真的是很贴心，她让 Jess 认为她可以成为一个伟大的画家 ,a great painter. Now, over here, how does Jess make Leslie feel good?
Well, even though Leslie dresses like a boy, Jess doesn't laugh at her. Now, when you laugh at somebody, that doesn't really mean that you think they're funny. It's more like you think they're stupid or something, so you laugh at them. Ha ha!
这里呢 ,Leslie 虽然她穿着像男孩一样,可是呢 ,Jess 并没有因此而取笑她。取笑某人的英文就叫做 laugh at somebody.Laugh at somebody. 它跟 make fun of somebody 是一样的。
So, for example, you can say, you shouldn't laugh at people who are very short.
这是个好的例句。你不应该取笑个子比较矮的人。You should not laugh at or make fun of anybody.
Right. So, Jess didn't laugh at Leslie even though she dressed like a boy. Now,Dress just means to wear clothes. So she dressed in the clothes of a boy.
那么这里我们看到的 dress, 它是动词、名词同一个字。如果是名词的话是洋装，动词的话有穿着的意思。So dress like a boy, 就是像男孩子一样的穿着。
Okay, everybody, stay with us. There's more to come. Word power is next.
Word power.
We're going to start word power off today with a word that I really like. It's the word forever. Forever.
Forever, 它是个副词，永永远远的。
Many people want to live forever.
很多人呢都想要可以长生不老。
That's why people are always looking for that medicine that can make them live forever.
长生不老药。
Sad. Sad.
Sad, 它是个形容词难过的。
I was very sad when I lost my cat.
当我的猫咪死掉的时候我是非常难过的。
Build, build.
Build, 它是个动词建造，它的生态是 build, built, built.
My dad helped me build a tree house.
我爸爸帮我建造了一间树屋。
Actually, my dad built the tree house, but I didn't do anything.
他就站在那边看而已。
Expensive, expensive.
Expensive, 它是个形容词昂贵的。
Nancy's new shoes are very expensive.
Nancy 的新鞋子呢是很昂贵的。
Dress, dress.
Dress, 这个动词有穿着打扮的意思。
Adam likes to dress like a movie star.
Adam 喜欢呢把自己穿着的像电影明星一样。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power. Stay with us.
Keep in mind.
Do you remember Victor?
Oh, yes. He's always the...Winner.
I know, he wins at everything. He wins every time he plays basketball.
And he won a marathon race last month.
That's right. And he wins first place. first prize in every speech contest.
这个 Victor 呢实在是太厉害了，每次参加什么比赛都会赢。那这里呢我们看到 win 这个动词，它是赢或者是获胜的意思，它的三态是 win, won, won。那 win 的后面呢可以加一个比赛，像是 a race, a competition, a game, 或者是一个奖项 first prize, 第一名。那如果你要说赢了某人，你不可以用 win 这个字哦，你要用 beat 这个字。beat 呢它是打败的意思， beat somebody 就是打败某人，就是赢了某人的意思。Oh, Victor is my hero.
Yeah, he's kind of my hero too.
Just be yourself.
Then a girl changed Jess's life forever. Leslie had moved from the city to Jess's small town. She won the races and became the fastest runner in school. This made Jess sad, but they slowly became best friends. For the first time in his life,Jess had someone he could talk to. They even built a secret home in the woods. At their home, Jess was king and Leslie was queen. They spent holidays together. Leslie once bought Jess an expensive art set.She made him believe that he could be a very good painter. And Jess didn't laugh at Leslie because she dressed like a boy. They talked about their dreams and forgot about the kids at school.
Review time!
It's review time again, and what you've got to do is match.So you can just draw a line from the word to its definition.
Yes, I agree. 我们今天要做的呢是单字定义连连看。Clayton 会念定义给你，请你从今天的 lesson 中呢找出正确的单字。
First one is not happy.
Not happy. 不快乐。If you're not happy, you're sad.
Exactly. Number two,To make something.
To make something, 制造什么东西，盖什么东西。What about build?
Yes, you got it. And number three is cost a lot of money.
Cost a lot of money. Cost 有索价、索费的意思。所以什么东西索费很多呢？ Well, the 形容词 has to be expensive.
Exactly.And the last one is to wear something.
To wear something. 穿着什么东西？穿着这个动作当然就是 to dress.
Right. Okay, everybody. I guess that's it for review time. We hope you did well. And stay with us. There's more to come.
Living phrases.
Jim, you should go to dancing school with me. It will be a lot of fun.
No way. Everyone will laugh at me.
No, they won't. You're so nice.
Other students will laugh at me because I'm not good at dancing.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Yes, they would. And they'll laugh at my clothes, too.
No, your clothes are fine.
Well, I know that they'll laugh at my glasses.
Maybe you can take them off.
Then I won't be able to see and I'll fall down.
Well, I guess no one will laugh at you if you just stay home.
Just for fun!
Now, our animal idiom today is about dogs. And as you might know from listening to this show in the past,
A lot of animal idioms are about dogs because people and dogs have been together for so long. Dogs are like people's best friends, so we've made a lot of idioms about them. How about today's idiom, Angie?
It is top dog.
What's a top dog?
Does it mean that the dog is at the top? It's the tallest dog? Does it mean that it's on top of another dog?
Not exactly, but you kind of have the right idea. Yeah, top dog just means the best dog. It's like being on top of the other dogs, like being the boss.
Oh, so it doesn't mean a dog, but a person, the top person, the best person, maybe on a team or in a classroom or in a group.
Yeah, so let's look at today's example sentence. It says, Tony is the top dog on the basketball team. What does that mean, Angie?
Well, I think it means that every time the team has a game, Tony gets to play because he is the best player on the team. He is the top dog on the basketball team. So, he probably isn't sitting on the bench. He's probably out on the court playing basketball, and his teammates probably throw the ball to him a lot.
Yeah, maybe he scores a lot of points, and after the game they'll say, Tony, Tony, you're the best. Huh. But you know, I've been thinking about these animal idioms, and I've noticed that a lot of them are adjective and then animal. So in this case, which word is the adjective?
The adjective is top.
And of course, the animal is dog. So listen closely to the rest of the animal idioms for this month and see if you can find the same pattern.